Rabbi Michael Lerner was a lifelong peace and social justice advocate. As a student in the 1960s at UC Berkeley, he served on the executive committee of the Free Speech Movement and chaired the Berkeley chapter of the Students for a Democratic Society. Lerner was indicted by the Nixon White House for inciting a riot after organizing a major anti-war demonstration in Seattle. Lerner later founded the Network of Spiritual Progressives. He advocated that Israel end its occupation of the West Bank and either support creation of an independent Palestinian state or for Israel and Palestine to become a democratic state with one person, one vote. Tikkun magazine, which he co-founded, described itself as a prophetic voice for peace, love, environmental sanity, social transformation, and unabashedly utopian aspirations for the world that can be. Lerner was an early Jewish voice calling for peace with the Palestinians. During the three-week Gaza War in 2009, which killed about 1,400 Palestinians and 13 Israelis, Lerner appeared on Democracy Now! After taking out a full-page ad in the New York Times with a coalition of U.S. rabbis and other partners. It called for an immediate ceasefire and a Mideast peace conference. Lerner told Democracy Now! The mainstream media was obliterating the message that many, many American Jews and other religious leaders, spiritual leaders, and just American citizens are outraged at the immorality of what was happening.
The Israel lobby, combining extremely right-wing Jews in this country with a powerful Christian Zionist movement, have blocked out of public discourse all of the moral sentiments of the American public, which would be outraged at what's going on in Gaza at this moment, and more generally understand that the best interests of Israel and Israeli security lies in reconciliation with the Palestinian people, not in trying to wipe them out.
Rabbi Michael Lerner speaking on Democracy Now! In January of 2009 during an earlier Israeli war on Gaza. In 2021, Lerner wrote that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu should be tried for war crimes against the Palestinians and spend the rest of his days in prison in The Hague. Lerner died at his Berkeley home last week of congestive heart failure. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News.